Well, we gear up for the holiday season and shop for others. Many of us are also looking for the perfect book to read for ourselves. Well, we will discuss both this morning. There are many examples of perfection coming to an independent bookstore near you. This morning, Joan Grenier of the Odyssey Bookstore in South Hadley, Massachusetts.
Bookshop.
The Odyssey Bookshop.
After all these years, Joe.
You know what? I even have it down on the page as bookshop, but I was looking at you and not the sheet as I was talking. I was just over there about, 2 weeks ago, and I love that store so much.
Thank you.
Just went around. It's such a beautiful, perfect store, and you're in a wonderful location, and it's just great. So I love seeing you, and it's good to have you back. Thank you. I'm sorry you're battling a cold, but
I'm here.
You work through it and you're with us, so that's cool. All right, where would you like to begin?
I would like to begin with Words in Transit, Stories of Immigrants. It's edited with an introduction by Elon Stavins, who teaches at Amherst College. And it has wonderful photographs by Beth Reynolds. And it's put out by the University of Massachusetts, along with New England Public Radio.
Yes.
Their podcasts are the basis of the story. And it's all these different immigrants and refugees that have come to Western New England, mostly the Pioneer Valley, where we're from, some in Hartford area as well. And it's photos of them along with their stories. And I think it's especially pertinent at this moment when we're talking about immigrants so much. And a lot of these stories are heartbreaking. You know, they're coming from Congo or Sudan or other war-torn areas, Syria. And just to survive and, you know, get out of those areas, the stories are amazing. Others are people who, you know, came as graduate students and ended up liking the United States and wanted to stay and talk about, you know, having a foot in each world. Some are also students that are undocumented from El Salvador. And the proceeds from the book are going to scholarships for immigrant students at Holyoke Community College. So they come from countries like Ireland, Palestine, Cambodia, Bhutan, Iraq, Congo, and Spain, and many others. And their stories are very, very moving. It's oral histories of 28 immigrants and refugees. And we will be hosting an event with them on Friday, December 2nd at 7 p.m. And some of the people featured in the book will be with us. And as you can see, the photographs are just really...
They are beautiful.
So it really puts a face on immigration. And I think we need this in this time. My father was an immigrant to this country many years ago, but came from Quebec province and oldest of 10. Landlords never knew how many kids were in the family. English was not his first language. So we are a country of immigrants. And I think this book really gives a good highlight of their stories.
Excellent. The book is Words in Transit, Stories of Immigrants. And did you mention the event?
December 2nd.
December 7th. 2nd.
It's a Friday night.
Okay, great. Next up.
Have you seen this?
Oh, I have not.
Shakespeare and Company, A History of the Rag and Bone Shop of the Heart. Take a look. It has wonderful stories in there. I really love this book. It traces the history of one of the most famous bookstores in the world, Shakespeare and Company in Paris. And the editor, Krista Halverson, has searched through the extensive archives of the shop and pulled together hundreds of photos, poems, newspaper articles, ephemera, and reminiscences, giving the reader a really spectacular portrait of the iconic bookshop. George Whitman was an American expat who opened the store in 1951, and it originally had been Sylvia Beach, but it had been closed for 10 years. And the bookshop has been a haven for writers from the Beats to present day. In exchange for helping out, people can sleep in the bookshop. Now, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Excuse me. They're called tumbleweeds, and over 30,000 people have done that.
Wow. Which is... Given having been there and
you've been there?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
But it seems as though it would be a difficult place to. I don't know if I could find a place to sleep. But it's very,
I think
it's
they
very
pull
cramped.
Things out. From
is that what you do?
The bookstore.
Oh, okay.
You might be kind of on the floor.
Yeah. Well, that's fine.
But there's so many photos in there, and it's just really an amazing history. So I have another.
That's really beautiful.
It is, isn't it?
Gorgeous book. Very nice.
And the bookstore published it. It's distributed by Distributed Art Publications, which does a lot of art books and photography books from around the world.
Very nice.
For bibliophiles, I have another book, which is called Footnotes from World's Greatest Bookstores. And there's an asterisk for the footnote in the title. And the asterisk is True Tales and Lost Moments from Book Buyers, Booksellers, and Book Lovers by Bob Eckstein. And it's a foreword by Garrison Keillor. It's a really, sorry, I'm trying not to cough, really interesting format of the book. It flips up, and then the pages are horizontal. And there are, he's painted all these bookstores that he has visited around the world. Some are still in, still present. Others have gone out of business. And they cover many countries, you know, a lot in this country, but Europe and India and China.
You're in here?
No, we're not in there.
You're not in there?
Not in there. We're in other books about bookstores.
Okay, all right, just checking.
Not this one. It's 75 bookstores. Includes several I've visited, and I'm sure that you've visited some of those.
Yep.
Others I've heard of, but there's a good number that I had never heard of. And you really enjoy his artwork is just amazing. I mean, how did he paint 75 bookstores? That's quite a task.
Would have been fun to go to, though, right?
Would have been great.
Yeah.
So for your bibliophiles, these are two great books.
It is Footnotes from the World's Greatest Bookstores by Bob Eckstein, and it's with a foreword by Garrison Keillor. All right.
The next one is Dancers After Dark. Have you seen this one?
I have not.
Well.
Oh, yes, I have. Okay, now I have. Yes. I should have remembered, shouldn't I? All the naked people. Yes, go ahead.
It's a beautiful follow-up to, it's by Jordan Matter, and it's a beautiful follow-up to his best-selling Dancers Among Us. He has photographed ballet dancers in locations around the globe at night in stunning poses. And yes, they are nude. The dancers' perfectly sculptured bodies and acrobatic poses highlight their dedication and passion for the art. The varied locations of the photos, from New York City to Paris to Stockholm to Montreal, add to this dazzling collection. And to think all those photos were taken without anyone being arrested.
It is it is amazing. You look at some of these photos of where these dancers are. Sometimes they're on on piles of debris and so forth along.
And they're hanging from
You think they'd get hurt. I mean, I wouldn't want to do that clothed, much less naked. I mean, look at that. You've got to worry about stuff, right? Don't you?
They're very good at this.
To hold that pose and not be hurt.
I know. And some of it is in the winter.
Yes. Got to be cold. All right. Well, it is a beautiful book. It's a beautiful photography. And it's called Dancers After Dark by Jordan Matter. All right.
The next one is a cookbook called Palestine on a Plate, Memories from My Mother's Kitchen by Jordi Calla. And this comes from our local independent publisher, Interlink Books, in Northampton. They're recognized for their international cuisine books worldwide. And this is another winner that they have. Beautiful photographs. I'll let you take a look. And in the beginning, there's a chapter on my world of ingredients. And Jordi gives us a view of her pantry, which is filled with spices and herbs, grains and legumes, fruits, nuts, and seeds, and other flavorings. This list includes some ingredients that I'm eager to try out, such as lumi. I'm not going to be able to pronounce all these correctly. And that's dried limes. I've never cooked with dried limes, but I love limes. Frique, which is a toasted cracked wheat, green wheat. Pomegranate molasses and orange blossom water. I'm excited about, and here you can learn how to make pita bread, which I love pita bread, and I never have seemed to have it when I'm making hummus, so now I'll be able to make pita bread. There's a cumin and lemon cod with cumin rice, caramelized onions, and tahini tartare sauce. And if I had had time, Joe, I would have made you a lemon yogurt cake with pistachio crust. Oh. Maybe next time.
Okay, yeah.
Not only is this a fabulous cookbook, but it's also helping support a Palestinian nonprofit organization. Interlink Publishing is donating 50% of the profits from the sale of Palestine on Plate to the Nablus-based Children's Educational and Cultural Center, the Palestinian House of Friendship, for the purchase of a permanent home in the city of Nablus. And we are going to have an event with them on December 1st, Thursday. And some of us will be cooking from this cookbook, so you'll be able to taste some of those delightful dishes.
All right.
How much time do we have?
We have about 5 minutes.
Okay. Sounds good. So this is one of my favorite nonfiction American history books for the season. It's called True Vine, Two Brothers, A Kidnapping, and A Mother's Quest, A True Story of Jim Crow South. It's by Beth Macy, who wrote another bestseller called Factory Man. Have you had a chance to look at this yet?
I have not.
Well, Joe, keep up with
me. Well, thank you. All right. I'm with you.
Why don't you keep that?
Oh, okay.
Award-winning journalist Beth Macy is an unrelenting researcher who combs through a wide variety of primary sources to tell us a fascinating and heartbreaking story. It's about two albino African-American brothers. They're kidnapped at a young age. Excuse me. By unscrupulous and racist circus managers who not only steal their earnings from their work as freak show performers, but tell their mother that they are dead. This occurs during the depth of the Jim Crow South, when Black Lives Matter don't matter and lynching is at its height. Their mother's persistent and heroic fight through legal channels to recoup their wages and a better standard of living is the heart of this story. Macy's portrayal of segregated and KKK-dominated Roanoke, Virginia in the early 20th century gives the reader an inside look at the historical depths of American racism.
The book is True Vine, and it's by Beth Macy, who wrote Factory Men, and it looks fascinating. Very
it really
remarkable.
Is.
Quite unforgettable.
She had to do an amazing amount of research, also about circuses, which were the main form of entertainment at that point in our history. But there was a lot of exploitation in the freak show that was so popular, all kinds of people. So she really went into circus archives and things to tell this story.
Good stuff.
So my final book just came out today.
Okay.
Bernie Sanders, Our
yes.
Revolution. You going to have mine?
I hope so.
Well, I had hoped to get him.
We have a couple irons in the fire, but we'll see what happens.
I'd hoped to get him, but they passed us up, so I'm still going to keep trying. So it's amazing that somehow between the Democratic Convention and now he's managed to publish a 400-page book. But it is the first part is all about how he came to run. And in the beginning, it's just mostly he and a friend driving around to see if there's interest in parts of the country. I'm very sorry about this cough.
That's all right. I feel bad for you. I'm sorry that you're dealing with it. Although you're doing all the right things. You have your zinc. You have your tea.
I have my tea.
Yeah, you're...
It's just I shouldn't be talking.
No.
So the second part of the book is his platform. And I think it's a really important time to be looking at this book now.
Bernie Sanders' new book, Our Revolution, is out. And you can find out more information on all of the very cool books that Joan mentioned by going to their website, which is odysseybks.com. odysseybks.com. It is the Odyssey Bookshop in South Hadley, Massachusetts. You can visit them as well. 9 College Street in South Hadley, Massachusetts. And we will have the list on our site as well, wamc.org/roundtable. wamc.org/roundtable. Joan Grenier, it's always a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much.
Next time I'll be in tip-top shape.
Well, I hope so. Get rid of that cold and feed a cold, start a fever, all that stuff.
Rest.
Yes, there you go. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.